About 20 miles southeast of Seattle is King County's last remaining landfill. Cedar Hills is 920 acres of rolling yellow grass, growing on top of about 5 decades' worth of people's garbage. Little pipes speckle the hillsides, capturing methane as the trash decomposes.
Until we actually started processing the gas, all of it was flared at the North Flare Station, simply burned off as waste.
Ron Ernest is the plant manager of a company that set up shop here. Bioenergy Washington runs the natural landfill gas through rows of compression tanks and filters to make it pure enough to put right into a nearby pipeline. They call it renewable natural gas.
So literally that resource, this renewable natural gas, was just going up in smoke.
That's correct, yes.
Some landfills burn this gas in generators to produce electricity, but Ernest says the return on the pipeline-grade natural gas they make here is 5 to 7 times more profitable.
You're smiling. When you look out on these hills, which are
piles of trash that have been buried over,
what do you see when you look at them?
Dollar signs, actually.
It's amazing what can come out of trash, huh?
Yes, the projection is that we'll have usable landfill gas for about the next 30 years for us to be able to process into natural gas at this site.
They buy the landfill gas from King County and sell their product to Puget Sound Energy. They also get green energy credits from the federal government that can be traded for additional revenue. And now a portion of Bioenergy Washington's gas is powering a local transit agency. Nearly all of Pierce Transit's buses have a distinctive hump on top where natural gas tanks are located. They're painted bright green with the agency's motto.
Gives us lots of space to put up our messaging. The way to go.
Lynn Griffith is the CEO of Pierce Transit, which converted its fleet from diesel to compressed natural gas in 1986. She says that move has saved them millions of dollars a year and helped reduce their environmental impact. And now they've signed an agreement to run nearly all of their buses on renewable natural gas from the Cedar Hills landfill.
This seems the next natural step is to look at ways of using resources that are right here in the community that have for years been going by the wayside, capture that as a larger commitment to the environment.
Scott DeWeese, who's working to reduce use of petroleum and diesel fuels for the Western Washington Clean Cities Coalition, believes Pierce is the first transit agency in the nation to use landfill gas for public transportation. He says it represents a huge leap forward, even for a fleet already running on natural gas.
When you can use renewable natural gas, we are seeing a greenhouse gas reduction on the order of 80%. So this is a fuel that is kind of a best-in-class outcome for larger, heavier-duty vehicles like that.
He says there are many other local sources of renewable natural gas that can be tapped, such as sewage treatment plants, large dairies, and food waste. High costs up front to build processing plants has stood in the way of financing some of these projects so far. But the hope is that Pierce Transit's example will help pave the way for more production from these untapped resources. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.